Calgary. A cardiac surgeon in Calgary has spearheaded a move to send medical and surgical supplies to Ukraine after seeing a doctor there treat open heart surgery patients in a bomb shelter. Dr. Paul Fedek, who is Ukrainian-Canadian, said he was watching a social media post months ago of a Ukrainian cardiac surgeon, Dr. Igor Makrik, taking patients down into a bunker as bombs were going off overhead. I can only think about how difficult it is in our own healthcare system and in my own practice to look after these patients, said Fedek, the director of the Liban Cardiovascular Institute at Foothills Medical Center. I can't even imagine what it would be like trying to care for these patients during a war. Fedek, his team and Alberta Health Services have put together a cardiac care package that includes about 30 boxes of personal protective equipment, dressings, catheters, syringes, surgical gowns and defibrillator electrodes. To defibrillate and shock somebody you need the special pads. If they don't have those, their equipment essentially is useless, Fedek said at a news conference Thursday. Fedek said the supplies are either surplus or past their recommended shelf life but are safe to use. He said the boxes will be sent to a source that Ukraine is using in Poland, who will make sure the medical gear arrives safely. He said the Heart Institute in Kyiv supplied a long list of items that are difficult to come by. Fedek hopes to send more supplies and hopes other medical facilities will send surplus items as well. By providing some of these things, we're going to be able to enable them to keep delivering care. With the latest attacks, they're suffering from electricity issues and it's not safe to move, Fedek said. All they need to do is open the boxes and right away they're going to be able to use the materials. Fedek said he initially reached out to Makrik out of compassion and wanted to make sure he was okay. It was after hearing back from him that he realized there was more that could be done. It really shook me because I'm a heart surgeon and because I'm a director of a cardiovascular institute, I know the challenges, Fedek said. I'm also a Ukrainian-Canadian and grew up understanding the oppression of communism and heard lots of stories growing up in the atrocities, so it just broke my heart to think what was happening there and reached out. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 17, 2022. Bill Graveland, The Canadian Press.